Boy Reb Shimon. Shimon tells Shaul like this. Katan Chigur. What's going to be now the locker is a Katan Chigur? You have a Katan, and he's lame. Ledirve Beishamai, according to Beishamai. Does Beishamai hold that the Chiyah Chinuch is not only the kid should walk, but the father should put him on his shoulders and take him up? So according to Beishamai, does the father have a Chiyah to put a kid that's lame on his shoulders and bring him up to the base of Midrash to be a regal? Vaita Vesumu Ledirve Shneim. And I have a shayla, what about a blind kid according to both of them? That's the shayla, the mitzvah is chinuch anat. Mal. So Gemara says, hey, dummy, what kind of blindness, what kind of lame is he? Ilayma b'chigah shein yochel l'spashayit, if he's born lame, and he's going to stay this way the rest of his life. V'sumim, we're talking about a blind kid now. Shein yochel l'spateach, he won't be able to see, he's going to remain blind. So if that's the case, well, what's your question? For sure he's putter. Hash the gadol potter cotton me boy, madach a gadol that has his feet are lame and that his eyes are blind, he can't see. He's potter, so for sure a kid is potter. Lo mitzvah chinuch is be mechanech the kid now. Then when it comes a gadol, we'll have a chiyuv later. So teach him how to do the mitzvahs right now. But here, when this kid is going to be a gadol, he'll also be potter. So there'll never be a chiyuv to him to go up. However, there's no mitzvah chinuch to take him up. There's no shaila. So Gemara says, let's reach. You know where the question is, like this. Bechigur sheyachol lispashet. It's talking about the kid is lame now, but a mitzvah Shem, by the time he gets by mitzvah, when he becomes a gadol, his legs will be well and healthy. So when he becomes a gadol, he will have the chiyah to be a regal. So that's the shaila. Even though right now he's lame, right now he's potter, but maybe let's look at the way he'll be when he'll be a gadol. He'll have the chiyah to do the mitzvahs then. So maybe there's still a mitzvah chinuch now to teach him how to do the mitzvahs. The same thing with Suma. We're talking about a kid that's blind. Sheyochlis pateach. The doctor says another 2 or 3 years, he's going to get his eyesight back. So that's the shalom. What's the locha? When this kid is going to be bar mitzvah, he's going to be able to see, he'll have a chiv to be able to regal. So since when it becomes bar mitzvah, he'll have a chiv, maybe there's a chiv chinuch right now to teach him to go up also. That's the shalom. So I'm Rabbi answer back, no, about the potter for mitzvah chinuch right now. Because the klal is like this. Kol heicha de gadol mechayim b'diraisa. Any time that a gadol is chayim b'diraisa to do the mitzvah, kota nami mechan chalei. If the only concern is that right now he's a katan, he's not a mitzvah yet, so therefore we mechanachim to do the mitzvah. B'dirabonin is a mitzvah chinuch to let your kid do the mitzvahs. Teach your kids how to do the mitzvahs. But kol heicha de gadol potem b'diraisa. Any time your kid is in such a matzav that a gadol would be potter midiraisa, like over here. Right now your kid is blind. Right now the kid is lame. True, he'll be well when he comes by mitzvah. But right now he's lame, he's blind. If a gadol is blind or lame, they're potter from the mitzvah. So since a gadol in this matziv would be potter midrabonin kotanami potter, who are in the kotan right now is potter. There's no mitzvah chinuch. You don't look in the svara to say that later, well, by mitzvah, he'll be able to do the mitzvah, then he'll do the mitzvah. But right now that he's lame, right now that he's blind, there's no mitzvah chinuch either. About the way he is right now, he's blind, even a gadol doesn't have a chiyuv, who are then there's no chiyuv chinuch either to take him up to Yerushalayim, to Beis HaMikdash. Right. Beis Shama Yerimim in the Mishnah, Horiya Shtei Kosef. It was a machlokes in the Mishnah. Again, when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, or the regal, you have to bring 2 korbanos. You have to bring a korban oila for the oilas ria, la yiroa upon a rekam, you have to bring a korban oila. And then also you have to bring a korban chagiga, a shalme chagiga. So the machlekes, midiraisa, no matter how much it's worth, you're okay. The rabbanon though gave a shear, how much is the least amount of money you have to spend for the animal. Has to be at least worth. So the machlekes, beisham beisilom, which one has to be worth 2, and which one can only be worth 1 if you want. So the Shammai said, Uriya, the korban oil has to be worth more, 2 kesef. And the korban chagig, if you want, it could be worth only 1 kesef. Tana Rabbana, the Shammai yermrim, Uriya, shtei kesef. The korban oil you bring for oilus Uriya has to be worth at least 2 kesef. For a chagiga, the korban shlomim you bring for a chagiga, more kesef is enough to be worth 1 kesef. That's enough. What's the svar? Why? How come the oil has to be more expensive than the korban shlomim? Sharia oila kula lagvaya. Because the Riyah, the Korban Oila, is Kulul Hashem. It's more Choshev, it has to be worth at least $2. Ma'ashenkem Chagigah. The Korban Chagigah is a Korban Shlomim. That's true, the Emurim, the fats, go on the base on the Mizbeach. But the meat is eaten by the Khanim and the Barlim, therefore it doesn't have to be worth so much.
The yod another svar beshami says motzino biatzeres shiribu vebemakosu boilus yosim beshlamim. We find biatzeres by atzeres or shuis that the Torah says to the kabbonis of the yomtiv is to bring more korban oilus than there are more korban shlamim. So kissy you see an oilus more chashiv, there's more oilus in the raw. Rashi mitzino biatzeres. Beperek Ashar Oikesef, Begraftim Alalechem, Shivas Kvosim Timimim, Opar Bebokarechot, Velim Shnaim, Yiyu Oilol Hashem, Oksiv Shnei Chvosim Neshon Lazevach Shlomim. There's only two for Korban Shlomim, and they have all these for the Korban Oilah. So you see, Oilah is more Choshev. Therefore, Beis Shammai says the Oilah has to be worth at least two Kosef, and the Chagiga could be worth one if you want. Who Beisilah says the opposite way. Who Beisilah loimrim or Riya more kesef. The korban oila you bring could be worth only $1 if you want. The achagiga shtei kosef. But the korban shlomim for the chagiga shalom chagiga that has to be worth at least two kosef. Why? Shechagiga yishon lefnei adibur. Because the korban shlomim was brought koydem antara. Koydem antara in the midbar klai yisro brought shlomim. Since they brought this korban, it's a more chosh of a korban. So when you bring it later, it has to be worth more. Ma'ashen kein bria, a korban oila was only brought after they had the mishkan, after matan Torah. But koydem matan Torah, they didn't bring any korban oilas. V'yoyd, another svar beisilah says, motzino b'nesiyim shiriba v'makasa b'shlamim. When the nesiyim brought by Chanukah samizbeach, they brought more korban shlomims than they brought korban oila. Yoysim b'boilas. So therefore, beisilah holds a korban shlomim is more choshev. Therefore, the shlomim has to be worth at least two kosev, and the korban oil, if you want, can only be worth one. Vaito beisilah frati gemara my time alayamik beishamai. So why doesn't beisilah hold like beishamai svar? He also said svaris. The karmud riyadifa doila kula gvoya. That what beishamai svar was oil is a more choshev of a korban because the korban oil is kula lashem. The whole thing is burnt lashem. So why doesn't beisilah hold for that svar? So gemara says adarabba. Beisilah says the svar is just the opposite way. That svar alone, chagiga difa, I'll say the svar just the opposite way. Chagiga, the korban shlomim, is more choshev. The yispei shtei achilas, because two people eat from it. Hashem, true, there's the emurim, the fats that are burnt on the mizbeach, but there's also the meat that's eaten by the kohanim and by the bailim. So since two people share it, it's a svar, it has to be worth more. A korban oila that's kulul Hashem, only burnt on the mizbeach, so it's enough to be worth one kosev. But the chagiga has to go equal to two people, two or three, like to Hashem and to the Kohanim and to the Bailim, it should be worth more. Vaita, then the comrade, you Beishamai said, Nelef mi atzeres, let's turn out from the atzeres that there was more korban oilers than there were korban shlomim. So it says, Dornin korban yochid mi korban yochid. Here we're talking about the shalmei chagiga is a korban yochid. Every yochid has to bring this korban on yomtiv. So we learn it out from another korban yochid. From the Nesiyim, which also the Korban Yochid. V'yein donin Korban Yochid and Korban Sibur. But don't learn out a Korban Yochid. You bring a Shalom Chagiga from Atzeres, what was brought by Shuas, a Korban Sibur. A Korban Sibur is different and a Korban Yochid is different. So therefore, Beisil does not like Beishamai's Pshat. Now the Gemara is the opposite way. U Beishamai, my time, lo yamrika Beisil. So now the other way, why doesn't Beishamai like Beisil's Pshat? Why doesn't Beishamai learn like Beisilah that the korban shlomim is more choshev? So why? So it says like this: to kamrit chagiga difa, to yeshdan of neadibor, that that you Beisilah said a svara that a korban shlomim was bought when Klal Yisrael was in the midbar before they had the mishkan, before they had the matan Torah. So Beishamai says, Riya nami yeshdan of neadibor. It's not true what you're saying. It's not only they brought the korban shlomim them; they also brought the korban oil then. That's Beishamai Shita, that the Karbonis that Klal Yisrael bought in the Midbar were also Korban Oilus. Vaito the Kamra, that the Jew Beisilah says, Nelef Menesiyim, learn out the Korban from the Nesiyim that they brought more Shlomim than Korban Oilus. So Beishamai says, no, Donin Dovra Noeg Ladurus, Mi Dovra Noeg Ladurus. Learn out something that's Noeg Ladurus, Lamashal Korban Atzeres by Shvuas is Nogei Ladurus. To our korban chagiga, which is negladaris, the future generations, v'yein donin dovra negladaris. Now don't learn out the loch of a korban chagiga, mi dovra shena negladaris. From you, like Beis Shammai, learning out from the korban of the Nesiyim, the Nesiyim was a private korban they brought peshat the chnukas amizbeach. That's all. they're brought at once, and it wasn't brought the deris. So therefore, Beishami says it's not right to learn out a korban chagiga from a korban nesiim. Nesiim was only one time, and a chagiga is always. Now the Gemara says, so the kitzur we have here, machlokes is the korbanos that were brought in the midbar before Matan Torah. Beisil says it was only a shlomim, and Beishami says no, it was neither rosa. So what's this machlokes? So Gemara says, you Beisil, how come you say a korban shlomim was brought before Matan Torah? You see, the pasuk says in Shemais, "Va'yizbechul zvachim shlomim." They brought a korban shlomim. This was carried in Matan Torah. So you see, in the midbar, they brought a korban shlomim. Yeah, for the Gemara, Rianami. They also brought a korban oilah. They said the pasuk says over there, "Va'yalu oilas." The same pasuk says, "Va'yalu oilas." It says clearly they brought an oilah also. So how could you, Beish Hillel, say that you only brought a shlomim and not a korban oilah? The pasuk says clearly, "Va'yalu oilas." So Gemara answers, "Kasavri Beish Hillel, oilah shekrivu Yisrael by midbar." You know what type of an oilah, korban oilah that was? B'chayis born in midbar, oilas tamid havoi. It wasn't the korban yochid, it was the korban tzibur. It was the oilas tamid. The korban atamid they brought in also in the morning. But I call upon him, a korban tzibur was from an oilah, true. But a korban yochid, you only find they brought shlomim and not mu'ah. Trash oilas tamid heavy. Chayvas call yoim v'yoim v'legarminim and they kill it out from a korban oilah, which again is a korban chayva. Mashen kain, the korban shlomim on the dava, that you learn out from. Mora says now, Beishamai holds Oila Shekrivo Yisrael Bamidbar. The Oila that Klaius were brought in the Midbar was Oilas Rihavoi. It wasn't only a Korban Oila, a Korban Atibar, it was a Korban Yachid also. Trashi, Oilas Rihavoi, Ashayim Vayachizu Esolim. It was also a Korban Oilas Riyah. It was a Korban Oila. So that's the Machlaikis. Beishamai Beisil holds the Korban Oila that brought then was a Korban Yachid that they brought, and Beis Silo holds, no, that was only a korban atomid. But a korban yochid, they only brought before Matan Torah, they only brought shlomim and not oilas. Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this, Beis Shammai, Rebbe Eleza, Rebbe Yishmoel, Kula Svirlu, Oila Shegrivu Yisrael Bamidbar, Oilas Rihavoi. They all hold the shita that the korban oila, the pasuk says, Klai Yisrael brought in the midbar was not only a korban atomid, but it was oilas ri. It was a korban yochid. It was a korban oila that Klai Yisrael brought in. Beis Hillel, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, on the other hand, hold kula svirlu oila shekriv Yisrael by midbar oilas tamid avoy. No, that's what the pasuk says. They brought a korban oila. Kodem Matan Torah. It wasn't the korban yochid. It was only the regular korban atomid that was brought. So where it says, how do we know this? Beishamai hodi amorin. Beishamai, we just learned that Beishamai says clearly why the argues on Beis Hillel, because that they brought Kodem Matan Torah wasn't only Yishlam, it was a korban oiler also. So Beishamai, we see, clearly holds that they brought a korban oiler Kodem Matan Torah. Rabbi Yishmael, how do we know Rabbi Yishmael holds the Shita? The Tani, we learn like this. Rabbi Yishmael Oimer, Klolois Nemru B'Sinai. There were klolois that were set over by Sinai. So Rashi learns, klolois means nemru Sinai, harbe dvorim nemru stumim. A lot of things were set sosim. The Sinai. So in the special court sarkan, it wasn't explained everything clearly by HaSinai. Well, pirshul eliyacha shukim ha-mishkan. And a lot of lochas they first learned later after the Mishkan was put up. B'yoyo mayit. Shul in the special shom hilchas ha-voyde k'chol ha-tzorach. All the lochas weren't explained by HaSinai. A lot of things are first explained later by the Oyo Mayit. Ela mizbeach adoma tasali v'zavach to'olev es olasech v'yishlamecho v'lei pirish matin domim. It didn't explain that by HaSinai yet. The halachas of matin domim, the zrikat adam, have shiton, the bimavshid, v'nituchon shel oilos, v'yakrov eseimurun shel shlomim. All these halachas were not explained there yet. So clearly, Rabbi Shmuel says like this, klolos nemru b'Sinai. A lot of klolim were learned in Sinai. Upratos b'yoyomoyed. A lot of pratim, exactly how to do the avodah, was first explained later on in the yoyomoyed. Trashi upratos b'yoyomoyed. Mishukam ha-mishkan, after the mishkan was put up, v'dibur imoy, mi'al ha-proichais, shom pirish to yakosa. Then the pasuk explains more.
means then it was first given to Moshe the other halachis. Leimor v'seifa teres karnim nine of yikra and esparsh for kol ilchos korbin v'chein dvorim harbi. But those halachas were first given to Moshe later on by the Mishkan in the Yoyamayit. Right, so this is Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Rabbi Akiva, I mean now, klolos of protas nemer b'sinai. All the protas were also given by Sinai. Exactly the halachas of the Karbonis. The Nishnu b'Yoyamayit, it was said over a second time b'Yoyamayit. That's why it's not Shmuel, when the Torah says it a second time in Yoyamayit. The Nishtal should be Arvus Mayit. And now Arvus Mayit was said over a third time. Three times was said over all the halachas of all the halachas. Now, it's just like this. V'Sakot Daitoch. Oyla Shekrivu Yisrael by Midbar was Oylas Tomen Avoy. If you want to tell me the carbon that they brought in the Midbar, Koy Deman Torah was the carbon Tomid Miyika Midi Ti Mikoro Loi Boy Hefshev Netuach Ulev Soiv Boy Hefshev Netuach. Could it be possible at the beginning they brought it and it did not need Hefshev Netuach? And later on in Oyel Moyed, there the Torah explains how to bring it. Like if you tell me they brought the carbon Tomid. So how could it be that they said the same? How could it be that they said the same halachas over again? I guess the long halachas. Trashi mika midi elavada olish riavoi or malei mekrivu. Like if you say they brought the korban atamid then by Harsinai before, so the halachas weren't even said yet. The halachas were first given over Noyam Moed later. So if so, how could they bring it before without the real way? Say, but you have to say, what they brought before was not the Iker Oilas Tumid. What they brought before was just their own carbon oil, however they wanted. Later was said Alochis how to bring the Oilas Tumid. Later they first brought it with Hefshev Nituach. So the Ryan Rabbi Shmuel holds like this. All right, we'll stop here.